Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now, Zweli, you know, after the matric results, which were announced, I think, about a week or two ago, some have gotten their results and very ready to embark on their tertiary education. Some may be actually unsure, you know, of their next step, and others still may need time to prepare for what the future holds. And so this is where today's topic comes in. We're talking about the gap year. Now, what are the circumstances under which someone may choose to take a gap year after high school?
I think the first thing that is important is for us to understand a gap year as a year of experiential learning. So if we can replace the word gap year with experiential learning,
I see.
That would be great, because that's what we want it to be. We don't want it to be a vacation. You understand? So some people that may decide to take this experiential learning year may be those who are at risk of burning out academically,
or just those
who wish to deepen their practical knowledge, professional knowledge, and just gain personal awareness in terms of who they would like to be, what careers they would like to pursue, and just their interests that will assist them in developing themselves.
Wow, interesting. Now, you know, you're talking about this experiential learning year after matric. I think it's a way to look at it because, you know, I think that when you think of gap year, for me, it sounds like such things come to my mind as a time to laze around, a time to just take it easy and do nothing. And as a parent, I'm already opening my eyes and I'm like, oh my goodness, not a good idea. But now you're actually putting it in such a wonderful way that no, it's not a year to just sit down and laze around. It is time to for experiential learning. And so what are the pros and cons of taking this experiential year?
So if we look at the pros firstly, right, this time is used to prepare for the next stage of education or work. Mm-hmm. So the pros that go with that is it's time to actually pursue your passions or interests. You know, for some it may be business, for others it may be work experience, so a way to save money so that when they are independent, you know, obviously it happens in stages,
right,
then they feel more comfortable and more ready for this time.
Mm-hmm.
Another great advantage is that if you've been using the time wisely and you've been focusing on developing your skills, you can actually improve your CV. So some of these skills would be people management. Let's say you're in the space of volunteering, mm-hmm, or just being in a role of providing service, or, you know, just using your emotional intelligence or increasing your cognitive flexibility, as we may say.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you think and deal with situations.
Right.
And I mean, a gap year is a once in a lifetime experience. So if you're going to use it wisely.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure that through all of that, you're gaining valuable life lessons that will prepare you for varsity or the world of work. And if you have the finances for it, I mean, the best way to do this is to gain cultural exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you hear of people having these exchange programs to South Korea or Thailand and so forth. So that would be a great way to widen your horizons as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're very interesting. And so what tips can you share for someone taking this particular year, a gap year, to ensure that it is still a productive year? Because, you know, you don't want to take out a gap year and by April you're still not doing anything. So what are the tips that you can actually share there?
So you did ask me about the cons. So one of the things that can happen when you take a gap year is that you could actually slow down your momentum or your excitement to want to pursue your studies.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want you to be comfortable. So in doing that, make sure you determine what you want to accomplish. Have a goal. Do I want to volunteer? Do I want to work? Do I want to develop my skills? Also, do your research. There's a lot of opportunities that are around. So don't take the first thing that jumps out at you. Rather, have a plan. You know, sift your ideas and opportunities out and have a look at all of these opportunities together so that you know that you've understood what you are trying to pursue in this year. Don't just go on vacation and keep track of what you would like out of life, what gives you fulfillment and meaning in life, and that should help you steer, you know, the direction in which you wish to pursue during this gap year. Because you don't have to go abroad. I mean, you can stay around, help out in your community. The main point is to develop your skills and develop you as a person, professionally and personally.
I think you mentioned something very important there, Zweli, that there's got to be a plan. You know, there's got to be a plan. So you're saying that a person cannot just, you know, just decide I'm taking a gap year without knowing exactly what they're going to be doing with this time and where they're going to be doing this and, of course, with whom and how, etc., etc. Very, very important, because I think if that is not in place, one would be surprised. It's already August and they've not done anything with their life. In fact, you know, as a saying says, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And so one may also open themselves to a very unfortunate turn of events in life. So I think I do appreciate what you have said, especially on the tips of how does one go about taking this year to make sure that it's productive. Now, there are parents there who are listening, perhaps very worried that this gap year is actually a complete waste of time. The child is going to be losing the momentum they already had in studying. The child is going to be rusty and crusty in terms of making sure that they are sharp in studying, etc. What would you say to a parent with such concerns?
Yes, taking a gap year is a risk. Yes, there's a lack of structure. Yes, it can be very expensive. And yes, if it's not spent wisely, you could be wasting valuable time. But what you must understand about the gap year, if you do wish to pursue it, is that this is time that can be used to actually develop yourself. And by developing yourself, when you do go back to school, you already have a story to tell, whether it's in your applications. You already have an idea of where you want to be 3 years later. Because some kids, they actually enter varsity having chosen the first career or qualification that selects them. You understand? So that doesn't help much, because 2 years down the line, you need to fork out another 100,000 or get more funding to pursue something again. So, you know, for those who really wish to take this opportunity, as long as they have the structures in place, as long as, you know, it's something that's affordable to the family as well, and as long as there's that plan, then it's something that can be looked at. Another thing that is very important is that this is not a time then to say, let me forget about my applications for varsity. In fact, after grade 12, follow the normal application procedure, because you know, you want to do everything as a regular applicant, writing your tests, submitting your portfolios, and therefore so that you can defer your application when it comes time to make the decision to pursue your studies now, rather than, you know, maybe having wasted the year and now you're out of options.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, you're probably going to be adding Mr. Paseka Khaula at this moment so that he can actually share some insights with us, not so?
Yes, sir. Let me do that.
All right, there you have it, 23 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. We are in conversation with Zweli Mqhayi, who is a specialist in the field of you know, education, empowering young people, etc. And of course, joining another wonderful guest, Mr. Khaula, who is Bachelor of Law degree from University of Pretoria, and of course working as a global youth advisor responsible for facilitating recruitment of students and graduates, and you know, in the US, you know, through internships and exchange programs. A very interesting work that he does. Let's welcome him, Mr. Khaula. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing, man?
Good, good, good.
Fantastic. Good to have you here. Well, you are working in a very interesting field, and we are just having a conversation here with Ms. Mkai, talking to us about, you know, a gap year and, of course, certain options that the young people may want to explore, you know, in taking this year. He talks about one perhaps wanting to, you know, brush up on certain skills during that period, or even, you know, continuing a life of productivity. Now, understand that you are responsible for facilitating the recruitment processes of students, graduates and youth in the U.S. How does this work?
Thank you for having me, and let me also greet the listeners at home. So how we work at Global Youth Advisors is that we recruit students, young people also, and young professionals in the country here. And then for a period of 6 months, they go to the U.S. to do an exchange program. Mm-hmm. Just to provide more clarity, so many people who watched TV or watches TV, they know that there's what is called the American summer camp, whereby parents in the U.S., they take their kids to a camp program. So what we're looking for here in South Africa is summer camp counselors, and this will be individuals and young people who have experience in sports and in arts, and also have passion for working with kids, mm-hmm. to go to camp and to facilitate camp activities that the kids at camp will be doing.
Mm. Now, about those who, you know, just finished matric, you know, after their matric year, who don't want to immediately go to varsity, Zweli, would you think that these would be good candidates for this exchange program?
Yes, those are good candidates, as long as they know why they are going. Remember, we don't want them to go on a vacation. Mm-hmm. And then just the other thing I want parents and students to be mindful of is that you should also be aware of the problems that come with these exchange programs. So make sure you do your research, because there's things like human trafficking. There are things like illegitimate job offers. Mm-hmm. So always make sure you've reviewed, seen the reviews, you've checked out the website, make the calls, send the emails. Just make sure that you know, if it's too good to be true, it's possibly too good to be true. Mm-hmm. So always ensure, you know, even just from the radio station, if they need to call in or check in to say, hey, can you vet this person or whatever, then just make sure you do that before mm-hmm. making any irrational decision.
Lovely. Now, Paseka, I heard you saying that these would be exchange program for about a period of about 6 months. Is this a standard period? Can it extend to 12 months? How does it exactly work?
All right. So I said 9 weeks, not 6 months.
Oh, sorry. 9 weeks. Where did I get the 6 months at? Yes. Nine weeks. Right.
Mm. Yes. And I think before I proceed to that, just to ascertain what is really saying now is that how our program work also, we're not just taking anyone. Mm. It is important that whoever who's going to wish to apply for our program, it's very important that they have passion of working with kids. They are in sports, or they have any arts or culture experience, because ultimately the biggest thing that will be done at camp is to facilitate those camp activities. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how camp works, camps happen every year between the 20th of June until August for a period of 9 weeks.
Right.
And those who are interested in the program, ultimately, they just reach to me directly before we even start with the application process, mm-hmm. just to make sure that the person has they have a passport, because you can't go without a passport. Mm. Things like vaccination, you have to be vaccinated, and things like you can't have a visible tattoo, because again, it goes back to be dealing with kids and being a mentor. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say that before even someone apply, they must be doing something at the moment. So this is where the part of volunteering comes through, because for anyone to qualify for a U.S. visa, they must be doing something currently in the country. So if they're not studying, they should be working or volunteering at the local church, the local school, to show that they are currently being productive. And what camp is going to do is going to add on their existing skills.
Now, but this is actually quite very interesting. Are there costs that are attracted by this adventure?
Yes, there are costs. So how camp works is that, so the total fee for camp is about 30,000 rand.
Right.
But we know that not everyone that.
Mm-hmm.
So how we work it around, we say that because when students are there, they get paid between $800 to $2,000,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is that some of that money, we say that instead of them paying about 30,000 rent, they can pay 6,000 rent, and the balance will be deducted once they arrive at camp and they start working, so that the program is inclusive to everyone who wishes to apply.
I see. Well, I think it's actually wonderful. And then you said it's starting around July and ending about August, about 9 weeks. The process to apply for this, how long does it take? I imagine that there are visas, et cetera, et cetera. How long does it the application process?
Absolutely. So a placement process takes up to 3 months, right?
I see.
So that's why applications are open now. I'm going to close them 1st of April. Normally say at least a month before the closing date, everyone must have submitted their application,
mm-hmm.
because we still have to review the application. We still have to check if they have all the documentation. They have to do a police clearance, emphasizing the need for someone who's working with kids, who we don't want people with, unfortunately, with criminal record, because, again, when a counselor is at camp, they have to be leading by example and being a mentor.
Mm.
So the application process takes about 3 months. As I've mentioned, that the applicant, they must have a passport, they must be vaccinated, they must be a South African student.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone who is another South African a citizen, they can apply as long as they have a permit to be in the country, they're eligible to apply. And at the time of the application, the applicant must be involved in something, whether they're volunteering, they're studying, and given that we're talking about gap year now, so now when someone is going to reach out to me, they must say that I'm currently volunteering at this place, or I intend to volunteer this place, because mm-hmm. we're gonna want a letter of reference,
yeah.
or a recommendation to show that the person is volunteering at that place and they're currently doing something in the country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, lastly, Mr. Bahaula, I do want to check with you, is there any maximum age for this, a minimum and maximum ages?
The age is 27.
The maximum age is 27, and the
27.
Minimum age?
From 1927.
From 19 years up until the age of 27. And of course, I'm assuming that all genders are welcome.
All genders are welcome, and it's on first come, first serve. So there is no a priority list. Those who submit everything on time and they complete the application process on time, they will be selected for camp.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Haula. Ms. Mkai, your closing words as we wrap up the conversation?
I think, you know, knowing yourself is important when deciding who you want to become.
True.
So just make sure you have a plan. Make sure you stay on course. Have it written, guys. Please write it down. Mm. You won't go wrong. Trust me. And just know that the future is in your hands. It's your decision. And there's resources. You know, we are here to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're never alone. Just reach out and make sure you've also done your own research.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Zweli, and also to you, Paseka. Blessings to you. I hope to chat with you guys in the near future.
Blessings.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Well, there you have it. That is Mr. Mkai and also Mr. Haula, who have joined us this afternoon, of course, talking about taking that gap year and what things you can do during that gap year. Fantastic conversation at exactly 27 minutes before the hour of before the hour of 6 o'clock. Wow, time flies when you're having a good time. It's already to six. Well, it is time that we have our devotion in a short bit.